After more than 4 hours of debate, the House late Tuesday voted to make it more difficult for parents to exempt their children from the state's mandatory immunization law. By a vote of 85 to 57, the House eliminated the most popular method that parents use to avoid vaccines, the philosophical exemption. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
It was the kind of debate in which dozens of House members wanted to express their opinion on this emotional issue. Jericho Representative George Till strongly supported the elimination of the exemption. He argued that parents still had other options if they didn't want to vaccinate their children, including the religious exemption.
Nothing in this amendment forces a parent to vaccinate their child. I vote to protect children and adults in our schools who are especially vulnerable to these dangerous vaccine-preventable diseases.
And Barry Representative Paul Poirier said it was critical for the legislature to protect those children who can't be immunized because they have a compromised immune system.
And I would argue, Mr. Speaker, that the right of a parent sometimes is trumped by what is in the best interest of society as a whole and what is in the best interest of a smaller minority group.
Most of the debate focused on an amendment offered by Northfield Representative Ann Donahue that would have retained the philosophical exemption, but would have required parents to consult with a health care provider and review educational materials on the benefits of vaccines in order to receive the exemption. That amendment was narrowly defeated by a vote of 73 to 71. The House then moved on to the larger issue of the philosophical exemption. Brantford Representative Sarah Copeland-Hanza said the plan would do little to boost Vermont's immunization rates.
Isolating fearful parents into homeschooling or choosing the religious exemption does nothing to protect an unvaccinated person.
And Montpelier Representative Warren Kitzmuller also opposed the elimination of the philosophical exemption.
There is something deep in the core of my being, though, and it simply will not allow me to vote to remove a parent's right to make this serious decision on what is in the best interest of their child.
The Senate has already approved a measure that drops the philosophical exemption, but this bill will be sent back to the Senate for its review because there are some minor differences between the approach taken by the House and the Senate. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.